From KLCC News in Eugene with your election results, I'm Ani Katz. With 82% of voters approving a measure yesterday, the city of Eugene's new payroll tax will be capped, KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
The payroll tax itself was controversial when City of Eugene councilors approved it in June. Some critics said it should have been put up to a public vote. Last night's outcome does not eliminate the payroll tax, but restricts just how high it can go and what it can be used to fund. Measure 20-302 will cap taxes on what employers pay at 0.44% and what employees earn at 0.21%. It also limits what payroll tax revenues can be used for, namely community safety services and some tax administration. The payroll tax will take effect in summer 2020. With nearly $24 million generated per year, it'll fund the addition of 40 officers to the Eugene Police Department, as well as fund fire and emergency services and homeless programs. Minimum wage earners will not be affected by the tax. Brian Bull, KLCC News.
The Lebanon Fire District will move forward with plans to build a new replacement station after Linn County voters approved a $16 million bond last night. The current station is 44 years old and hasn't aged well, making it unsafe for firefighters, says Fire Chief Gordon Sletmo.
I'm very happy for everybody that voted, regardless of which way they voted. We call them our customers. They're our citizens. They're our people. We listen to what they say. I think our history has proven that we are very good stewards of the money that the taxpayers give to us, and we will be with this money as well.
More than half of voters approved the bond. It would cost average homeowners $31 a year in taxes. In addition to a new replacement station, the funds will pay for 5 new fire vehicles. Benton County made its case to voters to create a taxing district specifically to cover 911 emergency dispatch services. And voters overwhelmingly approved Measure 2303 last night, with 61% saying yes. The district will include most of Benton County, including Corvallis, with 911 calls more than doubling in the area for the past 30 years. The number of staff able to handle those calls had increased only slightly. With the measure's approval, county residents will see a new rate reflected in their property tax bill of 65 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. It's expected to generate $5.6 million annually. The money will be used to hire 11 more dispatchers and upgrade equipment at the Corvallis Regional Communications Center. Voters in Deschutes County have renewed a tax for funding a program that alleviates dust in the Newberry Estates Special Road District in Lapine. Measure 9129 passed with 87% of voters approving it for another 5 years, beginning in 2020. It renews the tax levy of 40 cents per $1,000 of assessed property value. That'll generate more than $63,000 in that period, which allows district operators to continue applying dust abatement material on select roads. District President Frank Mangel says without the material, dust becomes a routine nuisance.
In this particular neighborhood, we have 240 homes and 5 miles of dirt road. Very annoying to not be able to sit outside without dust messing up your picnic and stuff like that.
All dust control within the county must comply with the State Department of Environmental Quality. Turnout of registered voters in Deschutes County for last night's special election was 37%. Douglas County voters approved an increase in property taxes to hire a fire chief for the 10 Mile Fire District last night. Over 60% of voters supported the ballot measure that will raise taxes over the next 5 years for the position. Residents in the district could see an increase of $15 a month in taxes for the average home. Those dollars will go toward training, administrative costs, and salary. More than 70% of unincorporated residents in Lincoln County voted to renew a levy to retain access to libraries in nearby cities last night. The measure is estimated to generate close to $2 million in property taxes over the next 5 years. In addition to checking out library materials, users will have access to computers, the internet, and summer reading programs. The city of Cobourg will increase its fuel tax from 3 cents to 6 cents per gallon. Voters approved Measure 2303 in last night's special election. It's projected to drive revenue up $90,000, which can only be used for improving or repairing Cobourg streets or retiring bonds purchased for road maintenance. Commercial diesel sales are not affected by the measure. Officials are looking for other ways to improve roadways in the city, which sees regular trucking traffic. Voters in the Santa Clara Fire District overwhelmingly renewed its five-year operating levy. It passed with over 78% of residents voting yes. The proposed levy's rate would remain at 45 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. The levy will raise close to $335,000 for district operations in 2020 and generate a total of about $1.8 million over 5 years. The National Weather Service forecasts areas of thick fog west of the Cascades today. Once the fog clears, it'll be cloudy in the valley and sunny everywhere else. Highs in the 50s throughout the KLCC listening area today. The air stagnation advisories in the valley and in central Douglas County are in place until 4 p.m. This is KLCC News. There's more online at klcc.org.